Welcome to the Lent Easter podcast series from the National Association of Directors of Christian Education. This year, we are blessed to have contributions from DCEs around the U.S. to share with you their thoughts on the Songs of Lament. Throughout this season, we ask you to consider the laments that are still heard today of the enslaved crying for freedom, of mothers for their children, and of the sinner at his fallen humanity. Even among these cries, our voices change to shouts of joy on Easter morning in Jerusalem as we look forward to the great day when the morning star returns. We pray that you are blessed by these devotions and that you can share them with others.
Hello, friends, and welcome to our journey through Lent that we walk through together. My name is Maria Davenport, and I serve at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Fort Collins, Colorado, in the area of discipleship. As workers in the church, when each of us thinks of Lent, we probably have different places that our mind goes to. Maybe some of us think of soup suppers, some First Communion, Wednesday night special services and activities for kids, Easter egg hunt, Palm Sunday and palm branches. Maybe you do a Seder meal. And eventually, our minds get to Sunday morning. Eventually, we get to the cross. Isn't that ironic? Because the reason we do what we do, the reason that any of us are here serving, is to spread the good news of the gospel in the person of Jesus Christ, to carry God's hope and light into a dark world. But what we sometimes do is we neglect that we also sometimes sit in darkness. We also sometimes have our own laments. As we've learned, a lament is a deep expression of grief. And sometimes as workers in the church, we have grief. Sometimes we carry that grief that nobody knows about. Maybe someone, maybe there's a person you can talk to. But God is always there. Even on our lament, there is hope. Even in the book of Lamentations, there is hope. Listen to these verses in 3:19, where this glimmer of hope shows up. And it refers to the salvation of the coming of the Messiah. This hope that will one day come and be for all mankind. Lamentations 3:19-20. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them. And my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Even in the midst of darkness, there's hope. Even in the midst of Lamentations itself, there is hope. Verses 22-26. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Did you hear that? It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord, not just the salvation and hope that we as servants carry into the church, but ourselves too. We need to find that quiet and that patience and sit in the good news of Jesus Christ. It reminds us that we are not consumed. Wherever we are at a ministry or in life, God's compassion never fails. And as we continue to move forward through Lent, let these verses remind us that hope and love and compassion never fail. And not only are they evident to us through the person of Jesus Christ, but that we get the privilege of carrying that hope and love and compassion to those we serve, to those we are in ministry with. Let's pray. God, great is thy faithfulness. May we see each morning your new mercies for us, your new mercies for the day. And may we find time to wait in your embrace, to wait and know that the hope that you've given us through Jesus's death and resurrection is for us and for the whole world. Help us to carry that light and hope into a dark world that is grieving. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's Lent Easter podcast. We ask that you look for us on your favorite podcast platforms to regularly receive NADCE's podcasts during the Lent and Easter or Advent and Christmas seasons, as well as throughout the year. God's blessings on your week.